You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying? Check. Myself, him, the Archbishop, Don Magic, R. Kelly, all were born in Cook County Hospital, you understand? Money put it to me like this this morning, y'all. He said, hey, man, it was Kim Houston in my beats, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. It was something in that hospital, baby. Want y'all to get ready, man. It's gonna be going down real soon. In the studio working on my first album. I'm really excited about it, y'all. Still doing that comedy down, you know what I'm saying? Just like I'm bringing this radio personality to you now. It's gonna be live, baby. Trey Love gonna bring it to you. But I gotta lay some of this lyrical content, you know. I was told the other day by industry, somebody big in the industry that I had the perfect pitch, that I had a perfect sounding voice. Yeah, so, you know, I'm gonna let this poison that, you know what I'm saying, come in me, come out of me. Cause I'm gonna spit it to y'all, you feel me? It's gonna be Trey Love, isn't it, baby? Just want to put prayers out there, man. Make sure y'all pray for the Archbishop Don Magic. He's doing all right, but he was in the hospital for a minute with a little blood clot, you know. So y'all know what we got to do, Seth. We got to uplift him in prayer. One of the very few men, black men, that are taking control, teaching these young brothers something, you know. Giving us a way, giving us something to learn, you know. That's why I played this song dedicated to him. Rest in peace, Tim C. That was a major player touch. Yo, what's up, everybody? This is the one and only Playboy Comedy. Tune in. Tell a friend that the Playboy Comedy is in. It's Twitter and Tuesdays live, October 4th. It is 10:07 a.m. Y'all, I'm live at the Sugar Shack. It's a little gloomy out there today, y'all. If you're in Hollywood and you know what I'm saying, and you're around this area, I know you realize and recognize that for one day it's a little gloomy, but see, it ain't gloomy to me because I'm going to tell you about what I did, y'all. I had a beautiful morning this morning. You know what I'm saying? Woke up to a nice young lady, you know, looked at her and everything, you know, cooked her and kissed her and everything, did what I had to do, you know what I'm saying? She had to go to work because, you know, hey, I mean, somebody got to get some money around here. You know, I can't do it all the time. You understand? And that's church. So, you know, handle that, y'all. And I went and did my exercise. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to put this out there, man. As you get older, as you grow in life, y'all, look out for your health. I had sliced tomatoes, boiled eggs, sunflower seeds, raisin, and a granola bar for breakfast with some tea on the side along with bottled water. See, I'm just putting it on out there because I want y'all to know when you see me and I be shining and looking good. And be, dang, Trey, you look good. How you looking so good? It's looking good, y'all, because I'm taking care of myself from the outside and the inside, from the inside out, you know? So have pure people around you. Do pure things. Don't have ill people around you, you know, because people can be quite negative and take you off your square. So make sure you put God in his perspective place, which should be first and foremost in your life. And we're going to start this show off the way we do every show with a prayer, because we have, like I said, we got to put God in his perspective place. And I'm going to tell you, this is going to be an amazing show today. So let me go ahead and get this prayer off my chest, because I know, you know, God is a jealous God just like me. I am number one jealous God, because, see, I'm in his likeness and in his favor, you know. So being a jealous God, you know, I have to present myself such. So this show and every show is dedicated to the Most High. And this prayer I want to put out, I want everybody to realize and recognize within the sound of my voice. Here it is, y'all. Let's have a moment of silence before we go into prayer, y'all. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all things will be added unto you. Amen. That's our prayer for today, y'all. We got to get it on out there, you know what I'm saying? Because, see, you know, like I said, y'all, I had my exercise, I had my breakfast, I'm talking to my boy AJ, you know, I had kissed 2-3 good women this morning, and, you know, running down the street waving at girls, and they waving at me and everything, you know, even though it may look a little gloomy outside, it'll never be gloomy on my side, you understand? And that's church. Again, want to still shout out my mentor, Mr. Money Q Green, for just doing what he did, you know what I mean? So, you know, that's love and that's church. So I got to shout out my crew, the people that make things happen, Mr. AJ Alexander, you know what I mean? He has a whole crew on the line right now. They're getting ready to jump on and get it in, but I got to go to music and find out who's doing what, and we're going to get that cracking. Miss Monica Hughes for her special guest that we're going to have today. Mr. Dane Murray, and Mr. John P. Martin. These are financial and insurance gurus, guys, so make sure you stay tuned and pay attention because it's getting ready to go all the way down. So we're going to go to a little music, and then from there, we're going to get these guests, man. I got some hot models, you know, jumping on, going to be doing their thing. So, yo, enjoy your day. And make sure that if you leave, you find your way back to your bliss.
So ask yourself this question. Is this how love is supposed to be?
Radio. So we got to just take a quick moment, y'all, and see what Raquel's talking about. This is one of our models on the street, y'all, way out there in ATL, you know, BET Awards. She's going to give us an update. What's up, Raquel?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, blessed, high and mighty. And how are you today, darling?
I'm doing pretty good.
Well, talk to the people. Tell us what's going on. You know, I heard you had some updates for us, you know, about the BET Awards and, you know, things going on with you, and you're going to be doing drops and all this type of wonderful stuff for Trey Love Radio. So introduce yourself to the people and tell us what's cracking.
Well, yes, this is Raquel, a.k.a. Rocky, here in Atlanta. Yes, I definitely went to the BET Awards this year. This is my first year going to the BET Awards, and I have to tell you, it was definitely a great experience for me. I've seen a lot of talented people, and, you know, it was really different. It was different. It was where a lot of black people get together. I've seen a couple of other different people, too, but it was definitely a nice experience.
Yeah, well, black people get together. I love it. I would expect at the BET Awards it'd be black people and a whole bunch of good-looking black people, I'm knowing, huh?
Yes, beautiful black people. Yes, I love it. I love it all the time.
Yeah, it ain't nothing like a group of us together just looking all good. Speaking of looking all good, when you come to L.A., mm-hmm. Are you going to be in L.A. During the Halloween season, October 29th?
Well, I would definitely want to be in L.A. What's going down?
Well, let me tell you, you need to be in L.A. because we're celebrating the Masquerade Ball, and you got to see the committee. I'm going to pop one of the flyers on my page to show you. You know, myself, along with the Empresario group, we'll be throwing a masquerade / costume ball Saturday, October 29th, 2011. And if you need tickets, guys, y'all can go to facebook.com/Trey Love, artistically Trey Love, and hit me up. I'll get you some tickets. Put that on out there. And just to give out a few shouts for the names of the people that are going to be hosting, Tasha Sims, Lane Cooper, Lakeisha Harris, Monica Cervantes, Lisa Rodriguez, Pamela Richardson, Janelle Harrison, Savannah Love, Brad Rush, Eric Johnson, Giovanni Young, and myself, Trey Love. Yo, it's going to be going all the way down. Dania Scott, she's going to be calling me in today, guys. Brandy White, Fernell Clark, Dante Dupree, Tanya Capri, Jermaine Hansford. I'm sorry, Jamal Parker, Ryan Johnson, that's Big RJ, Stephen Stone, Kashawn Thomas, and Brittany Minifield. You got to come check us out. We're going to be doing it all the way live. So, you know, if you out this way, you know, come see some of the good-looking L.A. people, because I know they damn good-looking out there in Atlanta, because I've been to both. But come out here and see some of these. You know, they Crippin' in blood out here, so they're a different kind of good-looking out here. You feel me?
Okay, I understand. That sounds very nice. I want to definitely make it out there October 29th, right?
Yeah, October 29th. You know, make sure you be in the building. And also share your picture to AJ's page so we can throw you up and let everybody know who this gorgeous young lady we have in the building.
Yes, I have not yet been to L.A. I'm definitely excited. I definitely want to make it out there, too.
Well, tell us about some upcoming events you have. Like, what's going to be going on? What are you going to be reporting to us over here at Trey Love Radio?
Well, I've definitely just been working with a lot of different artists. I did a couple of videos, and I'm actually going to be shooting with AJ pretty soon, so I'm excited about that. I've just been honestly working hard, just trying to get my money right, just like everybody else. But I got a lot of different things coming up. I'm not sure if I can speak on it right now, but
right.
You guys will definitely be seeing Raquel out of Atlanta, Georgia. Yes, representing Talladega College in Alabama. That's where I graduated
ooh,
from in May. So I'm doing big things around here. I'm happy for myself, and I'm happy that I got a chance to be on Trey Love Radio. So I'm good.
Oh, man. Well, thank you so much for your moment. We're looking forward to hearing so much more from you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Raquel, a.k.a. Rocky, model entertainer. She's going to be doing a lot of drops on Trey Love Radio, keeping us posted on what's going on with her. I just want to thank AJ again for all of his leadership, mentorship, and the things that he does to add and assist to making Trey Love Radio what it is today. Also, shout out my girl Monica Hughes. And if you guys were tuned in last night from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., I had my girl Forever, the realist, do her radio show, Forever Topics, on Trey Love Radio. She's a wonderful asset. We're so glad to have her. She's actually also my producer. She's going to pretty much produce most of the songs on my album, so I'm really excited about that. Guys, looking forward to some big things in 2012. The TLPs will be dropping. Don't think I forgot about them, Trey Love Pajamas. And also, don't forget, I have a play coming in the month of November called The Dancing Siamese Triplets. It's going to be a different style of Trey Love, something you're not used to. But remember, dealing with me, never expect anything, because I'm always going to give you the unexpected. It's always going to be new. Later in the show, guys, we're going to have special guests Dane Murray and John P. Martin. But right now, we're going to get into some hip-hop, yo. I'm going to tell you, I got my main man, Mr. Hot Boy, in the wings, baby, in the building, waiting to get on, man. Yo, I'm telling you, this kid is fire. He's going to be next. And also, during the show, guys, we're going to do our segment, our indie segment. I know that I played some Cheryl Boyd. I played some Dre Scone, and you guys, you know, Young Rob, myself, Trey Love, I've played some K-Slack, all pretty much unsigned artists to what we would consider and call major record labels, but you can listen to us, and we all have radio quality music and are really putting some things out there. Guys, don't forget to catch me. I'm hosting Hope Flood's comedy show, her comedy roast, October 14th and 15th. You can catch me out there hosting that event at the J Spot Comedy Club. If you're in the Los Angeles area, yo, it's all about promotions at this point. I'm going to tell you, God is good. He's in the blessing business. He's giving me so many things to do, I can't even keep up with myself no more. But I'm going to tell you right now, it's about to go down, yo. Yo, Hot Boy coming to the thing soon, man. He coming in a minute, man. Let me get y'all in the mood, yo. Let me dig in the crates in here and let me get y'all in the mood, you know what I'm saying, for some Hot Boy. It's about to go down live on Trey Love Radio. Tune in, tell a friend to call in, blogtalkradio.com/Trey Love Radio, 3108613317. And I'll take you to heaven, baby. That's what I do. I'm the Playboy of comedy.
Yeah. Scoochie. What's up, baby? Yell everything this time. You know what I'm talking about? Yellow rims. Yellow big booty. Yellow bones.
Yellow?
Yellow lambs. Yellow MPs. Yellow watch. Yellow charm ring. Chain.
Yellow
living room set. Lemonade green shoes for my girl. No 20s in my gun. Look at this motor knocking, because it is a lemon. My wife from Georgia bitches, but you look more like a lemon. These sour apple bitches, I'm not fucking with them. I'm truly stupid, paid attention.
straight off in the A. Lemonade, diamond bracelet, put it in your face. Lemon head, diamond earrings, I wore yesterday. I'm pissing, wearing Renan, that's it, I won't chill on. I'm smoking grits with jelly chickens, Corvette painted lemon.
Scoochie.
Tune in, tell a friend that the Playboy Comedy's in, and I'm about to do it again, baby. blogtalkradio.com/trailerradio 310-861-2317, man. Y'all better call in and get some of this, man. It's 10:24 a.m., and I got a young gun on the line, yo. He about to go ahead and tell y'all some game, about to spit it, man, and then we're going to play his cut model, you know? So welcome to the radio, man. Welcome to Trailer Radio. Mr. Hot Boy. Hot Boy, what's good with you, man? Talk to the people.
What's going on, man? How y'all doing out there, world? I want to first thank God for still being here, staying strong in the game. I want to thank you for having me on live, Mr. AJ. You know, my whole team of support that's behind me. Because, you know, I'm feeling good about my career right now, and that's, you know, that's a blessing. But, you know, I want to introduce myself to the people out there in Cali like this. Is you ready for the game that I spit? Straightforward with the game, skip the sideways ish. True pimping like Urshawn for my way ish. If you ain't trying to be a star, then hit the highway, miss. It's a million other women that's willing, ready to get it. If you with it, we can split it. If not, shorty, forget it. And I'm not here to put pressure on you or tease you. But you remember the way that I used to please you. House of Darion and filet mignon. Canary yellow, coop color, gray poupon. I'm making Corleone money and crib biggest Batista. Never had a drought, I keep eggs like Easter. Mid-grade KB cushion plus Beaster. Shorty looking edible, incredible creature. Anything you want, I can buy out the bar. And I'ma show you how to live like a star. Hello. You know what I'm saying, man? It's just simple like that, man.
Well, look here, man. You know what I'm saying? Ladies, you know, see, I got listeners coast to coast, right? You know, from all the way from down south, MIA 305, 44 ATL cracking. You know, I don't know the area code to Texas, but I know I got folks out there, Dallas, Fort Worth, my cousin Shantae, she out there. I got folks out in the SIP, man. You know what I'm saying? I got folks out in Alabama. I got people in New York. You know, the East Coast holding us down out there. Monica Hughes, let me think, because I can't forget nothing. I think I got somebody in Utah I need to shout out, because, I mean, hey, they ranching up. You know, my people in Arkansas. Then I know I got folks in Vegas, you know, that's checking me out. You know, I got folks out here in San Diego. You know, I got folks everywhere, you know, coast to coast with the gang, you know, with the pimping, you know, because that's how Trey Love hold it down, baby. But see, I'm going to tell you, you know, when you kick your swag and you kick your game, you know, you got Snoop out here who is definitely the king amongst kings, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to the pimping, you know what I'm saying, running the game and kicking that savoir faire and that Claire like that. But, you know, that's Southern hospitality, though. Them ladies out this way, you know, the ladies I'm running into, they don't really know how to deal with the Southern hospitality or really know how to accept it, but they like it, but they don't know what they like about it. You know what I mean? So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and play your cut, man, Model Man. Go ahead and tell the people about this song, and just go ahead and tell them how you're going to lay this game to them, man.
Yeah, man. We actually I will be in South Beach, Miami, this Saturday, about to shoot my first video for it. You know, it's a real good thing. You know, it's called Model Material. You know, that don't mean you got to be the baddest chick in the world. Model material is basically how you feel about yourself, ladies. It don't matter what size you are, don't matter what color, don't matter nothing, how you feel about yourself. That's model material to me. So, you know, anybody out here in this world could be model material. You just got to keep your swag up, ladies, and shine on them. You know, it's all about shining out here. So, you know,
man,
that's
we gonna how we're going to go ahead and play this cut. And that shout out, y'all heard that, ladies. It's model material. Stay tuned for the Financial Gurus coming up, brought to you by Monica Hughes. But for now, ladies, again, and you heard what the brother said, model material. It don't matter what other people think or what a magazine page look like, you know, because some girls I look at, you know, they may think, oh, she all right. No, I love that bitch. I just went ahead and put it out there how it is, you know what I mean? What I like, you may not like. It may be a different thing, you know. So this song goes out to all them sexy-ass women out there. You do your thing, baby. Work hard, because you model material to daddy.
Hot boy, ES. We do this for all the sexy ladies around the world. Let's go.
Hey, 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 little mama. Let me keep it clear like water in the Bahamas.
Tell me how you feeling. Baby, that bit in your body and it's so revealing. Playing your cards right, baby, no care who dealing. You have no clue or no idea on the people you're killing. Capital murder on the pick, cause she killing the gene. Never sleep when we together, fulfilling the dream. Body banging like a bomb, or better yet, O'Neal. Open the body, thinking we're part of me. But Shaquille walking like a model, body like a bottom. Killing my lap, got me mashing on the throttle. Shorty walking like a model, body like a bottom.
Now
lot of material.
And a song come along and I listen to it the first time and I get excited. Nigga, you got a motherfucking hit on your hands, goddammit.
Thank you,
boy,
man.
Look at here. Boy, you made me cuss, and I'm telling you, I've been reading religion. I went to the mosque the other day and I went to church and I prayed to Buddha and everything. I wasn't supposed to cuss no more. Goddammit, boy, you got a motherfucking hit on your hands, nigga. Oh, boy, boy, look at here, man. Look here. Hold on. You know what? Hold on, goddammit. You finna be on heavy rotation on Trey Love Radio. I don't even want to say nothing. I'm going to play that again, y'all. Hey, look here. This is Hot Boy, Model Material. This song goes out to all them ladies out there, baby. You know what I'm saying? Doing your thing, y'all. Coming up is Financial Experts. I got to look at my paperwork, man. I'm telling you, this song's so hot, I got to see who I got coming on. Financial Experts, Dane Murray, and John P. Martin, man. But for now, man, we got to do Hot Boy one more time. Time. Ladies, this for y'all, Model Material.
Hot Boy ES. We do this for all the sexy ladies around the world. Let's go.
Hey, little mama, keep it clear like water in the Bahamas.
Tell me how you feeling, baby. Step fit in your body and it's so revealing. Playing your cards right, baby. No care who dealing. You have no clue, no idea on the people you're killing. Capital murder on the fickle, she killing the gene. Never sleep when we together, fulfilling the dream. Body banging like a bomb, or better yet, O'Neal. Open the body, thinking which part of me. It's a kid walking like a model, body like a bottom. Killing my lap, got me mashing on the throttle. Shorty walk like a model, body like a bottom.
Model material.
material. Yeah. You know what time it is. Shout out to my homegirl, Destiny. She just called in. Said she just wanted a shout out on Trey Love Radio. So that's your shout out, Destiny. You know what I'm saying? I hope you're feeling like model material today. Woo! Boy, that hot boy ride. Ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like it, baby. Model material. Model material. I'm going to have to get on the remix with it. Model material. Boy, welcome back to Trey Love Radio. It's going all the way down like that. Hey, boy, hot boy, I know you done talked to me, but talk to the people. Tell them where you been, who you been rolling with. You know what I'm saying? What you got coming up, where you going to be. I know you got the South Beach video coming up, but just give my listeners everything, man. Go ahead and run it, man. The flow yours, man. You got about 3 minutes, man. And ladies and gentlemen, I do have on the line Dame Murray and John P. Martin. But right now, man, it's all about the hottest cat I'm really seeing in the game, man. That song right there, I'm going to listen to it all day. Send it to me direct on MP3. I don't even want it on the radio. I need my own copy of that. Hot boy, talk to the people, man.
For sure, man. Well, you know, I've been with, y'all might know him for making a band with P. Diddy, Young City. I've been with him, Chopper, that is, the last 4 or 5 years. So I've been all around the world, from California to Detroit to Arizona to Texas, New York, Baltimore, everywhere. Just to make a long story short, you know, he told me to start writing. That was about 4 years ago. I did my thing with him, you know. Got the look of actually being in it, the popping the bottles, the Maserati, Lambos, all that. I done did that. I was actually on the red carpet last year in the A beside Nicki Minaj. I did stuff, music with Freeway, BHI, Stuntman, UGK, you know, and I just came back home to my city. I could be in Germany right now because that's where he at, but I came back home to get my city behind, you know, what I got going on because I am ready now. You know, people think they ready to just jump in the game. Nah, you can't do it like that. That's why I'm glad that he took me in his wing and put me in the game with him. So now when it's my turn, I already know how to do and how to act. You know, you got to be real humble in this game and give a lot of respect, and people will love you for what you do. And I'm ready now, and I already got my secret weapon. His name is Essence. He actually made the beat for the model material off one of them little computers that, you know, you take home. Just imagine when I put him in where he can get to, you know, and he got 2 degrees. So, excuse my language, but niggas is in trouble, man.
Man, you live on Trey Love Radio. This is how we doing today on 20 Me Tuesdays. And, you know, AJ going to beat us up because we supposed to be going for the FCC, y'all. You know, I'm not going to front y'all. Some sponsors is looking at us. Trey Love Radio is really taking a life of its own. But when it comes that good sometimes, I just have to pay my fees to the FCC because, bro, I'm going to tell you right now, from what I hear, brother, just from the cut that I heard, you know, just from vibing with you, your whole personality, your whole style, man, and even with the humility, you know, just the, and what I like as well, too. I know a lot of cats in the industry and in the game, and you know, we discuss things, and even the way you just presented the fact, you know, that, hey, you've been studying, you've had tutelage, you got some knowledge, and you know, you're trying to tell these cats, and I be trying to tell a lot of these little young wild cats, you know what I'm saying, be wondering why they women is having lunch with them but not already done had breakfast with me. It's because these little young cats don't, you know, they want to run out there. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about? They want to just run. And, you know, it's like the old bull told the young calves. The young calves say, hey, man, let's go down here and let's you know, let's get one of them helpers. And the old bull looked at the young calf and said, hey, if we walk down, we could get them all. And that's the game, man. You got to slow it up, you know what I mean? Do some research, take the time, vibe. Put your things out there, put them out properly, and even just listening to your track, bro, I know that took some time, some work, and some effort, some mixing, because it's hot, man. You know, you've been working with major cats. It's obvious that you know, been influenced by the great, so my hat's off to you, man.
I appreciate it, man. Like I said, I'd like to shout out Mr. AJ Alexander, because he making a whole bunch of things possible for me, and Mr. John McCoy and the whole support team that's behind Hot Boy. Fans in the streets, you know, I appreciate everything, and I appreciate all the love, man. I love all y'all.
Well, man, look here, bro. I'm going to tell you like this. All the support you need from Trey Love Radio, you got it, because what I can guarantee this day forth, bro, you made history. I've never played a song twice on my radio show just because it was that bad. So that's going to be on heavy rotation. Anything you get, you shoot it over here, man, and we're going to make it happen, and we're going to push you, and we're going to pump you out here. And if you ever out in the Los Angeles area, make sure you take the time, you know, to come kick it with your boy, all right?
Most definitely will, man. Thanks.
All right, pleasure, man. All right, ladies and gentlemen, y'all heard him, man. That was Hot Boy, man, live on Trey Love Radio. The brother brought it, man. Model material, yo. I love cuts like that, man. You know, it's like, you know, and I love to see where the rap game is going at this point, too. You know, look at the beauty of what's happening in this game. Everybody's not, you know, trying to kill somebody and trying to, you know, rob somebody, and everybody ain't trying to go to jail, and everybody ain't trying to flip stacks and dope and all that. And what I'm not saying is to the people that have personally lived those lives, to the ones that sincerely, truly go through it and you're rapping about your experiences, I respect that. I'm not taking nothing from that. But what I am amening and commending is even with my music, you know, the music that I play, listen to all these independent artists. I love the new crop of talent that's coming along, man. People are just vibing again, man, getting back into music, getting back into dancing, getting back into making love, getting back into feeling good, getting back into making babies. And that's something, you know, that I'm trying to really, really do is make a baby. I'm trying to make a couple more. You know what I mean? I'm trying to bring the fourth. I mean, I got girls, but I don't have yet a man. So anybody want their life messed up for the next 9 months, holler at your boy.
Get you pregnant, girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant. Lay your body down and get you pregnant.
You are
pregnant. Now usually I lead a club with a girl who has a man and take her to a hotel for just a one night stand. See, I'm a player, so I ain't trying to take her on no date. But much like my patrol, man, I'm just trying to take it straight. Until I met this girl in the club with an unbelievable booty. The sweetest girl in the world to me, and on top of that, she's a cutie. I ain't seen nothing like her around here in a while. And if I had a girl, she'd be the one to bear my child. Telling myself I'm a player, so I keep trying to shake it off. But I keep seeing this big old house with a picket fence and a dog. Never felt nothing like this. She's more than a mistress. I'm about to handle my business and put that girl in my kitchen. Girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant.
That's what I told her.
Girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Lay your body down and get you pregnant.
Knock you up.
Pregnant.
Knock you up.
All the pretty ladies, please line up right next to me. How'd you like to go on a little trip with your boy Tyree? Raise your hand if you want me to fulfill your fantasies. I can have you co-starring in one of my movies. Tell me what your name is. I can make you famous. We can pop champagne and get right down to sex. Now I ain't got nothing to do tonight. I got away from my crew. I just wanna put something in you, and I can tell that you want it too. And I'm ready, baby, you ready, baby. So come on, ladies, let's get up out of this club. Hell's dreaming, restart the party, come on, fuck with us.
Girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant. Tell me that you want me, baby, baby.
And girl, I love you till the sun shines. And girl, I promise.
play all you want, but I know you feel it too. For 3 weeks you've been talking about extra bedrooms in New York, meeting with the realtor. There's something you wanna tell me, just say it, I'll pay it. Oh girl, I'ma take care of you. The number still holds you like we spread news. So don't get it twisted. For 30 some weeks, I'm still going.
Babysit it,
girl, you make me wanna get
you make
pregnant.
Me wanna.
And dine, shopping free, you sex with me, See, I'm not cheap or selfish, babe. Girl, I'm just thirsty for that booty, babe. Baby, you look so good, yeah. Then it feels like wood. And you look so bored up in this club, so let's go. We could hop in a Lamborghini, roll to my big home.
Let's go
crazy.
Let me
baby, I got goodies and I want you to have fun. I asked you, let me call your secret garden. Girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant.
You
make me wanna get you pregnant.
Oh, pregnant.
Lay your body down and get you pregnant.
Oh, yeah. Pregnant by Mr. Robert Kelly, Tyrese Gibson, Robin Thicke, and The Dream. See, that's when a brother trying to tell a woman something or, like, really just trying to be with you. You know, see, ladies, I'm going to tell you, you know, you have your little friends, you guys, and they like you, and y'all like each other, and this and that, and that's cool. But, see, there comes a time in life, you know, fellas, y'all can relate. And women, you know, y'all can relate, too. You meet somebody that you kind of like, you know, I want to be with this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And when it gets to that point, you know what I mean, you just go ahead and say, you know, hey, I'm going to go and lock you down. I'm going to tie you up, man. I'm going to, how you say, what they say the women be doing to men, trap them, you know, well. Sometimes, you know, some of these players be trapping these women. You know, I ain't going to even lie. I'd be like, look, let me see. She cute. She got a jaw. Let me think. You know, yeah, I'm going to mess her up real quick. You know what I'm talking about? It just be like that sometimes. I done seen these things happen. So women ain't the only ones that trap men. Sometimes these little boys be trapping these women, too. The women, be careful. These boys be having babies with you, thinking you're going to take care of them. You know, it ain't about taking care of the baby. Sometimes the dude be looking for daddy support. You know, anyway, y'all, forgive me. I'm talking out my own head right now. All right, but I want to talk about a couple of things before I bring my special guest on. If you guys have been paying attention to the news, some hijacker, I didn't get the name, but I was, like, literally laughing my ass off. This dude had a bomb in his drawers. To the family, I want to say straight up to everybody on Trey Love Radio, a bomb in your drawers? In your drawers? Here go my thing. If you want to kill everybody, you want to do the suicide thing, fine. But in your drawers? I mean, imagine if the bomb don't go all the way off and it just burn up. You know, just accidentally, if something happened wrong and you got the bomb in your drawers, in your underwear. And then he's obviously not a smart person because he's trying to defend himself in this. I wonder how you be able to watch him. You know, I don't know if I would trust him going to the restroom or nothing and putting bombs in his drawers and stuff like that. Man, y'all hush that noise out there. Y'all see him live on the radio at the Sugar Shack. It's going down. Hey, I know you guys have been checking out the news as well. Sherry Shepherd and Barbara Walters, they always get into it. You know, and another thing that came up too, Hank Williams Jr. made some very nasty statements about our president, comparing him to Hitler and things of that nature. And I just want to go on and put this out there. That's why today is a great show. You know, Takeover Tuesdays. My girl Monica Hughes has shouted us out saying that, you know, letting me know it's going to be Takeover Tuesdays. I want to go ahead and say this, you know, just to everyone. And I've heard Steve Harvey say it, and I want to put it out there because it is real. Why is it that all of the things that are happening in Barack Obama's presidency are things that have never happened? Remember a while back in the Senate, someone screamed out and called him a liar and all this kind of stuff and, you know, just certain threats and, you know, cartoon images, and it's as if You know, and now they're saying he's going to be a one-term president. And my thing is, you know, even if he is or isn't a one-term president, first of all, I would say that we are black people. And if you look at those pictures of he and his gorgeous wife, that's the epitome of what we should be. So they are an example of what we all as African-Americans can be. I want to say to my black people, let's stand up with pride and let's stand up and take care of each other. And when things like this Hank Williams Jr. saying derogatory things about their president, I want to give ESPN a shout out and tell them thank you for pulling his song Are You Ready for Some Football off Monday nights, because that's an honor. And I mean, look at the fan base, look at the players, the NFL players, all, I'm not gonna say all, but damn, they're all black, just like most sports are all pretty much black. And for him to make the statement about Barack Obama being comparing him to Hitler again, I'm going to say to my African-American people, I'm not going to just sit down and take this. This kind of stuff hurts, man. This kind of stuff hurts. As an African-American male that is trying to even myself, college-educated, U.S. military, went and fought for this country and things of that nature, trying to be an example and to be better and to be an example to the youth, to the black youth coming up. Even myself and my Uncle Lloyd Taylor, got to shout him out, you know, joining mentorship programs to assist in trying to teach and cultivate and keep our black men, our young black men, out of gangs and teach them and kind of guide them toward college, teach them and guide them towards being righteous in their relationships and their friendships and their business partnerships, trying to mentor these young men. And for, I'm going to just say flat out, for white America to just shoot us down every time they get a chance, and especially the derogatory things that have been said and the innuendos that have been pushed at our president. And what I really have to do is give that brother a major, major shout out. He's a special, very special, special person. Because, see, if it was me, I try my best. I'd be like, look, I ain't going to let it piss me off, right? And be like, okay, these motherfuckers got one more time to say this shit to me, man. I'm fuck somebody up with you. Like, for real, that's me, you know. But Barack is handling it with poise, grace, regalness, and royalty. And I just want to give a major shout out for my president, Mr. Barack Obama, and say that I am very proud of you, brother. I am proud to be a black man this day. You are a leader amongst men, and not even just the fact that you're an African-American. You know, that's something that I'm proud of, and you got that beautiful black family laid off up in the White House. That I love. But what I truly want to just tell you, with your poise and grace, continue to be an example and teach young brothers such as myself how to allow them to do such things as call us nigger and other things of that nature, and not let them push that button. I had a comedian, Prince, Mark, on the radio, and he discussed that, you know, white people know how to just, they know that we have a red button on our forehead, it's a remote, and all I got to do is say the word nigger, and we're generally going to go off, which is true. And I'm not even going to act as if I can accept hearing someone Caucasian just say nigger and be just, oh, yeah, it's cool. But I have to respect the, I'm going to call the practical actor that Barack Obama and a lot of us have to do. So let's not give them that much power and give that word that much power. Ladies and gentlemen, as soon as I come back, man, we're going to talk about money. We're going to talk about some money. We're going to get our money right. We got Mr. Dame Murray and Mr. John P. Martin coming up next. And for right now, man, we're going to go ahead and pimp this game, man. You know what I mean? I'm talking and coming from a real place and let y'all know God is in the blessing business. I'm excelling. I'm doing things. But I still ain't forgot where I came from. And I came from brothers like this, man, leading the way. Yo, let's do this, y'all.
You blowing money fast on this side, nigga. Catch up, nigga. I think I'm Big Meech. Larry Hoover. Whipping work. Hallelujah. One Nation. Under God. Real niggas getting money from the fucking start. I think I'm Big Meech. Larry Hoover. Getting work. Hallelujah. One Nation. Under God. Real niggas getting money from the fucking start. My Rolls Royce, triple black. I'm Geechee House. Ballin' in the club, bottles like I'm Geechee House. Rose, that's my nickname. Cocaine running in my big veins. Self made, you just affiliated. I built it ground up. You bought and renovated. Talking plenty capers, nothing's been authenticated. Funny, you claiming the same bitch that I'm penetrating. Hold the bottles up. Where my comrades? What a fucking felons. Where my dog? motherfuckers mad that I'm icy. Stunt so hard, make them come and date me. I think I'm Big Mitch, look at my timepiece. It's an automere, 100 racks at least. Look at yourself, now look at me. You can't see a nigga how much you used to be. Look at it this way, you niggas sideways. Always getting money, my nigga crime pays. So fuck a nigga, I'm self-made. You a sucker nigga, I'm self-paid. It's for my broke niggas, it's for my rich niggas. Got a 100 on the head of a snitch nigga. I think I'm Big Meech, Larry Hoover, whipping work. Hallelujah, one nation, under God. Real niggas getting money from the fucking start. I think I'm Big Meech, Larry Hoover, getting work. Hallelujah, one nation, under God. Real niggas getting money from the fucking start.
You 36, hopefully you bleeding family. Words to them 36, O's in a kilogram. Blunt tips, arms like caviar. Wildin' out, fishtail and Subaru rally car. Out the passenger, letting the automatic off. The egg of that girl, I'll knock your mommy and your daddy off. Fuck around and knock the emblem on that carry off. Four shooters bugging out, flicking at your carry doors. And did I mention guns from Red Dead Redemption? 9 mils, 50 clip extension. Coke is like a mattress in the hood, I'm flipping on it. And the money's like a chair, I'm sitting on it.
I think I'm Big Meech, Larry Hoover, whipping work. Hallelujah, one nation, under God. Real niggas getting money.
Get money from the fucking star. Meech, Larry Hoover, whipping work. Some of y'all know about Larry Hoover. That's that Chicago gangster, right? Something else I found out this morning, y'all. Al Capone was even born in Cook County Hospital, baby. Man, y'all think we playing over here at Trey Love Radio, man. We getting it, man. We making differences, man. We're movers, we're shakers. And I hope you're tuned in to this segment because we're getting ready to get it down on some money tip, man. We're about to talk about money, y'all. Yo, we got to shout out Monica Hughes for bringing us these special guests. Today's guests are Mr. Dane Murray and Mr. John P. Martin. These guys are insurance gurus, and they will discuss our health, life, and personal property life insurance on Get Well Radio today. Something that we need to look into, guys. It's people getting older, of course, every day. We all getting older. Time waits on no man, so each and every day, every one of us is getting older. So what we have to do, I think, is make proper steps in order to ensure that our children are taken care of. That's how we build and we grow, because even when we leave this flesh, you know, I'm going to just tell you how the spirit goes, we are still left in our children, and our children, we should hope and want to give our children the best and give our children everything that we have and beyond in this world. So, you know, just something to think about. Let's be really unselfish and do it. So let me go ahead and read the bio on these two gentlemen, and then from there we're going to get it cracking, y'all. So please call in. Tune in, tell a friend. The Playboy Comedy is in. blogtalkradio.com/trailerradio, 310-861-2317. Get online, man. Have some fun with me, y'all. With the endless cost of healthcare and the shrinking pockets of so many these days, it is crucial, it is critical for individuals and business owners alike to find ways to cut costs while at the same time protecting the lifestyles they work so hard to build. The threat of an insecure financial future for many in our communities and across the country are imminent and very real. Social Security cutbacks, tax consequences, present and future, along with seemingly unchanging unemployment rates, all point to the need for both individuals and business owners to seriously seek counsel on what other options are out there with the least amount of risk involved. The secret is not finding new ways to fund the vehicles necessary to protect their lifestyles, but finding better and more innovative ways to allocate the funds they already have. With a bit of prioritizing and some business savvy, benefits consultants are helping individuals and businesses cut costs while helping to stretch the incomes of their clients through various tax-free benefit strategies, giving control back to the consumer.
Dane Murray, Senior Insurance Specialist, and John P. Martin, Senior Benefit Consultant with the DePaula Financial Group, specialize in such innovative plan designs. For individuals, they offer client-specific financial consultation, encouraging clients to protect their lifestyles while optimizing retirement through tax-free benefits. Business owners are offered tailor-made alternatives to supplement the core benefits they are offering their employees, sharing the burden by giving each employee custom-made options to prove to be cost-efficient and cost-effective. At the DePaula Financial Group, we believe that the best way to predict the future is to create one. These are very wise and powerful words. A great resume, man. Just a basic hand clap, man. I got to get some new systems on here so I can hand clap after this stuff because, you know, Monica Hughes be getting it to me, man. She be getting some of the hottest guests, man. So we want to welcome these gentlemen to Trey Love Radio. So welcome, Mr. Dane Murray and Mr. John P. Martin. Guys, welcome to Trey Love Radio. How are you today?
Very good, brother. Thanks for having us.
Excellent. Thank you for having us.
Appreciate it.
Oh, man, it's a blessing. It's a blessing to have you both. I like this, man. I was, you know, reading through your stuff even this morning and was just excited about having you guys on. Let's talk about some money, man. Look, I got about four kids on the way. I'm on unemployment. I'm disabled. Talk to me. Help me, guide us and some of my people into how to strategically spend this money, man.
Okay, so this is really what it is. Everybody's in a hole right now. That's just the reality of the situation. Everybody's struggling, you know, and when people hear insurance or they hear, you know, certain things like that, they expect to find some money, you know, somewhere else. But that's
right.
Not the case. You know, our vision is to get people to realize, number one, that you already have the money that you need to protect your lifestyle that you already have. That's the thing. A lot of people think, you know, that you got to go out and create some kind of
and
other
find new money, right?
Right. It's not about finding new money. It's about actually sitting down and figure out how much money do I actually have to work with, you know. So that's basically what we like to focus on when we're actually sitting down with people one on one, just thinking about the future.
Right.
Okay. So. This is good stuff, and like I said, I was joking, but somewhat not really, because someone in my position, you know, I am trying to, in my business as well, trying to strategically plan to build myself financially. What advice would you give someone such as myself that has to get pictures, resumes, and pay for all this? I mean, all the stuff I have to pay for, ink, paper, gas to get to the auditions, clothes. How can I better keep tabs on this stuff for tax purposes, and what would you recommend I would do under the circumstances?
Well, I think the first rule of thumb is definitely when you start to kind of keep a record of everything, every little expense, every kind of receipt, every little thing, it'd be easier for you to trace things come tax time. A lot of us, you know, we don't really pay attention to the little details, and a lot of times we're missing out on finances that are really just being left on the table just by just being a good record keeper. That's number one. Also, you know, if your budget, you know, you really know your budget.
Right. And one of the things that we try to do, Trey Love, is you got to assess what's necessary, you know. And one of the things that we always talk about, and a lot of folks don't like to deal with it, but we always make reference to what are you spending on your cable bill? What are you spending on your phone bill? Those are the two key things that we find people have excessive spending with, and that would alleviate an opportunity for them to put some of those funds into something. Because, look, here's the deal. If you get hurt or you get sick and you can't be Trey Love on the radio and you can't do what you do, guess what? You can't earn an income. All right? So a part of what we do is we show you how you can protect that through disability insurance, which we think is probably the key most important thing. I mean, life insurance, long-term care, property insurance, all that is sufficient. But at the end of the day, you got to protect your ability to earn an income, because if you can't do that, then you can't.
You have nothing. You don't have a cable. You don't have a TV to watch.
Right.
You can't pay for it.
And then you don't have all those clothes and all the opportunities, you know, to go to those events that you need to go to. So, you know, that's the main focal point. And I think John, you know, he kind of touched base on what's essential. Just to, you know, keep track of what you're doing, you know, especially us, our community, our culture. You know how we roll, you know, we just, you know, we like to spend and we like to have and we like to show off. But at the end of the day, you got to keep track on what you're doing because it'll get out of control.
And that's just all of us. That's just all of us, you know?
Yeah, that is some good advice for all of us. Because what's so ironic is I'm working, and it's funny because as I'm getting older in life, and I wouldn't say older, but I think with anyone, age comes wisdom. I don't want to be the same place I am this time next year. I don't want to be the same place I am this time 5 years from now. So obviously I'm taking the time out in my life to plan and make strategic decisions. But it's ironic, something I did this weekend. I got, you know, a certain amount of money. I was working some things out, and then I thought I had my budget well intact, and I ended up overdoing my budget. And I want to shout out to some friends of mine and people out there. It does come a time in life where we do have to prioritize, and we have to know, you know, what's most important, you know. And because, see, here's the thing, and one thing I want to just say, I want to pat myself on the back. Once my funds are depleted as far as my budget, and I don't dip into my savings. What do you guys think about that? That's something I try to tell people too. Don't spend and then say, oh well, I dip into my savings. If you kind of act like your savings isn't there, I think that kind of is some good advice for everyone, too, to kind of, yeah, keep us over the hump, you know?
No, absolutely right, Trey Love. That is definitely, definitely great advice, and that's an area that we like to encourage people also. You know, if you take it out, you take it out of the check, it's not even there. You know, you just put it in the ignore me pile and just act like it's not there. So then we redefine what it means to be broke, what it means to not have. You know, I believe that we as a culture and our community need to start redefining, you know, certain things. Because, I mean, the opportunities for us to accumulate and to have things are definitely there. It's just that, unfortunately, our minds are not open and we're not really aware of the things that we have access to. Now, as you forestated with the savings, when you use certain insurance vehicles, a lot of people don't realize that that's an investment as well. You know, along with savings, you can also use insurance as a savings account. A lot of people are using it now to fund their retirement, and that's tax-free. That means Uncle Sam can't touch your insurance policy.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have 401Ks that they've been putting in, and that's excellent. That's very, very good. The 401K is definitely a good vehicle to kind of force people to
put
away.
But it's not for everybody.
Right. But one thing that we're trying to encourage people to at least look into is the fact that you can use insurance as an investment vehicle, and it also will give you a benefit for your family upon death. So that, I mean, there are a lot of different.
And the 401k doesn't do that.
Right. And you know, some people will say, you know, well, there's fees and things like that. And with 401k, well, people, one thing that people don't realize about 401ks is, God forbid, you pass away, right? And you have a beneficiary as your family or whatever. The benefit that's in the 401k will roll over to the family member, but then it's gonna push them into a higher tax bracket, and they're gonna get taxed on that money.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not really leaving them all of the benefit that you deserve, because the government's gonna take, you know, the government's gonna take their piece. When you use an insurance vehicle, okay, insurance is tax free. So what people are doing is they're using insurance to supplement the tax consequences from the 401k,
correct,
and this way they're made whole again.
Right.
I have I'm texting back and forth with some people on Facebook, and a young lady, DeSandra, she asked me to ask you guys. She says she's worked a regular job. She wants to start her own business, but wants to know about branding her product. She wants to know how that would happen. She wants to brand a product, so to speak, is what she's saying. And then in the event of her demise and the business goes on, how does she make that product that's branded, the logo, so to speak, who does that go to? Does that go to the beneficiary? And if the business continues to go on after she has passed on, how is that money going to be recouped?
Okay, usually what we try to do with that is when you're dealing with a business owner, a CEO, entrepreneur, what we try to do is we try to address the need. And the need is, if the CEO, the person who operates the business, can no longer perform as the key man or the key woman, what happens is we take out an insurance plan that will supplement the their loss. So in the event that something would happen to her in this instance, whatever money's there, that's usually in the event for them to go seek out another CEO or someone that can try to fill those shoes in order for, you know, the business to continue on, you know. So there's two different things. There's the key man insurance, and then there's also business expense insurance that we have too. So, I mean, there's so many moving parts with insurance, Trey Love. People need to be open-minded, and they need to realize that this is a whole nother different language, you know. So when you're dealing with your finances and insurance and investment vehicles, it's important that you got to sit down with somebody and you got to assess, what do I need to improve on? What areas of my life am I trying to, what are we trying to accomplish here? Are you trying to leave a legacy? Are you trying to protect your income now? Are you trying to protect, you know, your lifestyle? And then with that, that gives us an opportunity to find out which products are going to be best for that individual, you know. But it costs nothing to get the consultation. It's just taking that first leap and just really just, you know, putting it all out there and saying, okay, I'm going to take control of my future. These are the things I'm going to do to make sure that I get on track and I stay on track. Because there's nothing worse than going to work, you know, working all these hours, all this time invested in getting all these beautiful things, living at American dream, and then it all comes crashing down when you can't go to work, and then you don't have nothing to supplement your income. You know, most times people think that you lose your house because of a person that dies and you can't, you know, continue on with the mortgage. That's not true. What happens is people get hurt and they get sick and they miss work for a month or two and they get caught up with not being able to stay on track with the bills, and then it's just a trickle down effect.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, go ahead, bro. To be honest, personally, I've seen things happen, and I've shared a personal experience in this within my own life my mother was very wealthy, and she passed at 42 years old, and it was so ironic because, again, I was very a child at the time myself, and it's so hard to understand the lifestyle, like you said, protecting the lifestyle, and even I'm thinking protecting our children and teaching our children certain things. And I would say this, and I'm going to throw this out there. I think that especially in our, I'm talking about African Americans, in our communities and in our families, it seems as if we're very selfish and we're afraid to share with our children. I think that this should be something that the whole family should be involved in as far as budgeting, teaching the kids a budget at 5 and 6 years old and letting them realize when they say, hey, look, I don't have no money. I've spent my allowance. I can't go to the fair this weekend or I can't go to the movies this weekend. And I think it starts even there. But what I want to ask you myself is, and this is something that I'm curious about, where can people go to find out these answers to these questions? I mean, because like I said, a lot of times black people, we just kind of, you know, we don't pay anything in attention. But as far as life insurance, health insurance, protecting our homes, I mean, we have car insurance because we have to have car insurance. But give us more of a detailed way, like websites and stuff that people can go to that I can send out to my listeners so that they can do their own research and find people such as yourselves. And also, do you all do internet consultations or do we have to come into your office?
No, well, we actually do correspond through the internet, via email. We do have some things in the works as far as to try to stretch this thing out. And we're primarily based in New York. So for the New York listeners, you know, in a tri-state area, we do a lot of things in Connecticut and New Jersey as well. But for the listeners across the country, there are various ways that we are trying. We do have email that we will correspond to you with. A good website that I go to every now and then is insureme.com. They have a lot of information. There's also another one, lifehappens.org. They have a lot of very good information regarding all types of insurance. To answer any particular questions. But like Dane said, it's nothing like actually sitting down face to face with someone who knows what they're talking about. Because you know this is an issue that is vital. Like you said, Trey Love, to protecting the children. You know, I'm protecting the family. I mean, we work so hard every day, blood, sweat, and tears to try to create this American dream and try to live this American dream. And then, you know, we're working, and we can't determine what's going to happen tomorrow, all right? But we can reassure ourselves when we know that we've taken the best steps, we've sought out knowledge, we're taking those steps to try to make sure, you know, that we have things in place to protect that lifestyle that we work so hard to build.
I mean, I would definitely say that because, I mean, if I couldn't eat my oatmeal every day, you know, and I mean, realistically, I'm living in Hollywood, and if I couldn't run down
right,
the street,
right.
Look at these pretty women, I wouldn't know what to do. A young lady, Hyacinth, has a question. She says, life insurance is something we all really don't invest in. Ask a question about the difference between someone who smokes and a non-smoker. Good question, Hyacinth. Well, yeah, a person that smokes and doesn't smoke. And I'm going to ask you, Hyacinth, it depends on what they smoke. I mean, if you're smoking crack, if you're smoking meth. Or
well, look.
Or
let
marijuana.
Me start off with this. Right.
Okay. Well,
just because you smoke doesn't mean that you can't get the insurance. What it means is that you're going to be rated high. And to all my smokers out there, all right, this is an opportunity to check yourself. Because when you're smoking, all right, nicotine in particular, you can count on a premium being twice as much, all right? The young folks out there, be aware that the younger you apply for this insurance, the healthier that you are, the least expensive it is. So what happens is most folks don't even try to apply for this until they really feel like they really need it. And by then, it's usually too late.
Yeah.
You know. So just to answer the question about the smokers, if you smoke, you can definitely get the insurance. You're going to get rated higher, all right? But then you got people like me and John, we specialize and we seek out the company that's going to show you the most favor.
And you can only get that when you're actually sitting down with a person. You know,
right.
We see all these commercials, you know, what is it, NetQuote? I don't know if you guys have that out there, NetQuote.
Or MetLife or, you know, Mutual of Omaha. You can name any of those insurance companies, but the bottom line is you can't get an idea because each company may tailor fit, you know, to a certain need of somebody, and some people are more lenient with smoking, some people are more, you know, lenient with overweight. They're not that lenient when it comes to crack and all that, but, you know, in terms of what you're smoking, nicotine would just bring up the rating, but you can still get the approval.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you can get the approval.
Okay, so lifehappens.org, and what was that other site?
InsureMe, InsureMe.com. I think it's .com.
Okay, yeah, you got to spell it out for people like me. Life happens, I can spell, but insure, you know, I didn't know because, you know, I be.
Brother, you got it.
I don't know. You know, you got to check, you know, because like I say, some of us, you know, we need to know the details. So, gentlemen, I want to know, it's called the DePaola Group. Did I say it correctly?
DePaola Financial Group.
DePaola Financial Group. What are you two in business together? Are you working for someone? Give me some background on the business.
So we are in business together, but we are actually partnered with Mr. Anthony DePaola. He's actually the CEO of this. It's a full service brokerage based out of New York. Four offices, one in Manhattan in Times Square, another one in White Plains, another one in New Jersey, another one in Long Island. And we do a lot of business across the country, you know, and all that entails is a license from every state, from every state in the country to be able to help, you know, the clients and customers all across the country. So
right.
That's just what we do. And just to embellish on your personal experience, I actually got into this business through personal experience also. My mother actually had a stroke about a few years ago. And growing up, you know, I didn't know anything about insurance, and didn't know anything about, you know, the things that I was entitled to, we were entitled to, as far as the benefit goes. So what happened was we had to watch my mother deplete all of her savings. Now, this is a woman who was a very strong, independent woman, you know, nurse for 37 years, you know, just carry the world on her shoulders, you know, very popular. And we had to watch her deteriorate for years and years and years, watch her liquidate all of her funds just to get state help to be able to pay for the care that she was always entitled to. So what that did was that motivated me, man, to be like, look, there's got to be other things out here. And I know I'm not the only one. I mean, there may be people that are listening now, and unfortunately it was too late for us to actually do something. So I vowed, and I said, you know what? I can't sit down and just know that somebody else is out there who doesn't know about the resources that are available to you.
Right.
I can't sit back and just not do anything about it. So when we actually meet with people and sit down with people and have the pleasure of talking to people, this is the passion that we actually go with. You know, it's the fact that I'm looking at you like you my mom, you my dad, that, you know, God forbid something happens to you. Look, it's going to be too late. It's going to be too late. And mm-hmm. It costs you nothing. It costs you nothing to just sit down and just hear about it. Just hear about it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm not trying to get a tearjerker going and have people crying and stuff. But the thing is, you know, because she's doing all right now, thanks be to God. But it just it drove me to seek knowledge and to look out and to look for resources beyond, you know, my finances. A lot of people say, oh, I can't pay for this. It's too expensive and all that. The one thing that we usually like to do is we usually like to use 1 hour of your wages, okay? 1 hour of your wages to put together a package that's tailor-made to protect you for life insurance, to protect you for disability, to protect you for a catastrophic illness, for like a stroke, cancer, heart attack. We'll put together the best plan that we can for 1 hour of your wages.
Right.
Wow. Well, I'm going to tell you like this. I'm going to keep it real. I know for a fact that I'm sold. I'm going to sit down and talk to my financial, my primary investor. Why y'all laughing? I'm going to talk to my primary investor. I'm going to talk to my investor tonight, and I'm going to see what we talk about because this is something good. I think families really need to look into it. And I want you guys to introduce yourselves individually because one of you were talking, and the gentleman whose mother passed away, I wanted to kind of comment on him, but I need to know specifically. I didn't even get you guys individually, so say your names individually so I know who I'm speaking with.
Individually. So with the mother story, that's me. I'm John Martin.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm the benefits consultant.
Okay, John Martin, that's the benefits consultant, and the other one is Mr. Dane Murray. Now, what I wanted to I want to kind of continue on what you were talking about, Mr. Martin, because here's the thing. This is something that I, like I say, you know, when I look back on it myself, you know, and realizing, you know, just different ways to ensure certain things with our children. I don't think a lot of us, like I said, are really are well versed on how powerful benefits are because, you know, I have friends that, you know, they're working different jobs and different things and, you know, you get this and that. And people don't understand how powerful a benefits package is. But fortunately, I did time in the Army and I'm a member of the Screen Actors Guild, so I'm really covered on insurance. But I know people out here that don't have insurance, health insurance and things of that nature. And, I mean, one trip to the doctor is a beast. I mean, ambulance ride is like a $5,000. You know what I'm saying? To ride in an ambulance? No, I don't even need the ambulance. Put me in the car.
Exactly. That's right.
Throw me in the car. So I just want to say straight up to the family out there and all my listeners, and I'm going to play a quick cut right quick, man, dedicated to this exact moment. And I want to say to my listeners out there, I hope you guys are on the line and realizing that, you know, this is more than just we do entertain, we do bring out, you know, young artists and things of that nature, but it's a time when using my voice, using my tool to reach you people, I have to give back too, and this is something that goes out to the community. We have to know what we're doing as individuals and business owners, and we have to come together, and that's why I'm here. And I want to have these gentlemen back on the show at least a minimum of once a month, and I want you guys to start engaging. So I'm going to start hitting people with different email blasts and things like that because I think that's how we're going to build ourselves as a community, as a culture, and as a people, knowing how to strategically deal with these United States and beyond and watching our money. And let's be careful when we're watching money. Don't love it. Just watch it. Money, 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 money.
Don't let me change you, y'all. Watch that money, man. We're gonna be doing a lot more of this on today's video, y'all. You got to watch these dollar bills. Gotta take care of your money so your money can take care of you. Like my uncle taught me, one thing about life is if you realize this, you're going to be all right. You ain't going to come out of this alive. That's the one thing to know about life, sincerely, for each and every person walking this planet, baby. You will not walk out of this alive. I want to bring these gentlemen back to the stage because I have another question from another person who I'm messaging with over here. Let me read the message properly. Welcome back to Trey Love Radio, gentlemen.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, man, pleasure. I got a message. Text from a gentleman by the name of Thomas. Thomas says, what do you recommend for a person that has a good job with benefits but wants out of the job but wants to be able to maintain the benefits? Like what he's trying to – basically what I get from what he's trying to say is he's trying to have the same amount of money or lifestyle and the benefits as far as his medical without having to do the job. Is there any way to financially set that up, and how long would it take?
Well, there are definitely some ways that you can do that. What we usually like to encourage people to do is to look into a voluntary supplemental benefits. Usually people, you know, they'll tell us, oh, you know, we'll ask them, well, how's your benefits package? Do you have this? Do you have that? And a lot of people will feel like they are fully covered through their jobs, and 90% of the time they're not fully covered. There are certain products that are catered to like almost like putting a piece, a puzzle piece together, supplemental benefits. So what he needs to do is he needs to actually sit down, and we'll be very happy to talk to him if he wants to correspond with us to talk about supplemental disability benefits and also COBRA. COBRA, I don't know if you're familiar with health benefits, COBRA. Now, usually that's a benefit that's given for about 20 months after you leave employment to maintain your health insurance and from your current provider. So what that is the premium is kind of high, though, sometimes. Sometimes when you leave, the premium is higher, but it's definitely worth it. There's also a clause in there if you were to lose a job or get divorced or something like that. There's also a clause, but definitely talk to your benefits manager. You should definitely do that to find out as far as the COBRA benefits. But there are definitely ways that he can sustain that lifestyle if he leaves his job.
Wow. Yeah, I know my callers are glad to hear that because that's something coming from a whole heap of people. Everybody want to leave their job. Don't nobody want to work no more. Man, before I let you guys go, first of all, I want to thank you for coming on the show, man, and sharing your financial advice with all of my listeners, man. We are so grateful over here. Shout out from my boy AJ Alexander. Shout out from Monica Hughes, who brought you to us today, and also, you know, just everybody coast to coast that's doing their thing and supporting Trey Love Radio. I want to just ask you guys to give out your website information where you can be contacted and any shout-outs you want to give out prior to leaving the show.
Okay. In terms of the contact information, they can reach us at a phone number at 914-220-0208. And they can ask for me or John, Dane or John. and the secretary, she would link us to the extension. Now, if they wanted to reach out through Facebook, they can add us on Facebook, Dane T. Murray, John P. Martin, if they want to get us like that. In terms of blogs and websites, we are actually launching one next week.
Next week, yeah.
So the next time we hopefully, if we get the opportunity to get back on the show, we'll have that up and running.
Oh, y'all coming back, bro. You got to help me get y'all. We got to get this money right, man. Y'all coming back, man.
All right. Perfect.
So that's the best way. That's the best way to contact us. And Trey Love, thank you so much for having us. It's a pleasure meeting you. A pleasure. Shout out to Monica Hughes. Thank you so much for linking us up. We appreciate
Definitely.
It.
Definitely, Monica Hughes. Exactly.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we want to give a shout out to these brothers doing their thing, man. I'm gonna tell you, it's power and unity, man, and that's all the way on the East Coast, man. That's New York reaching out here, y'all. They're getting a voice in L.A. Mr. T. Murray on Facebook and John P. Martin, man. These are brothers that are putting it down, you know, putting down something different, and that's what I like when, you know, we invest in more than just, and I mean, being an entertainer, I'm going to be honest, and I want to put this on out there. This is not being oxymoronic, but this is real. There are a lot more businesses and ways and things to do to make money than just being a rap star or NBA superstar. Guys, sometimes we got to buckle down and we got to get out here and hustle and make us some money, and we got to get on a 9-to-5. Like my uncle called it, you got to get on your bread and butter. So whatever it is we got to do to ensure that our families are taken care of, let's stand up and be men. And to my ladies out there, let's stand up and, you know, you guys be women. Realize and recognize that you got to get up every day and you got to get something. You got to make sure that you have, and you got to make sure that your family has. You're not providing for yourself. You're providing for a family, man. We got to take care of each other. So here's my thing, ladies. You know, where the game, you know, is to be sold and not told, the game real strong is tight. I'm bringing mine to the table. What you bringing? I mean, can you work with that?
Você sempre quer que eu fale coisa pra você? O que que você quer agora? Você sempre tá querendo coisa. Ah, agora eu entendo.
Uh-huh.
Ah, você quer que eu faça isso? Ok. Tá bem.
I can be a little picky. Blame the sticky icky. Pick a bottle, get a glass. Down and sippy sippy. I see you, baby, keep bouncing on your tippy toes. When the beat drop, dip and make the booty roll. Cold piece of work, filling out your mini skirt. It's Saturday night, you probably wear that shit to church. You sick of lame dudes fronting with attitude, talking about their rims and all they damn tennis shoes. I got some grown man game for your Bluetooth. I'm hot, middle of winter, coupe, no roof. You used to sushi, vino, and some calamari. You want a nigga that might grow up and be somebody. OT, resorts by the sea. Sand between your toes, umbrellas in your drinks. Worldwide AM, hit me on the Gmail. I brought my boy with me, so bring another female.
Diamonds on my fingers, a couple on my toes. Walked into the party and seen so many arms. Can you work with that? Can you work with that? Can you work with that?
I can work with that.
From Cali to the A, we speeding on the freeway. In the stretch LS, baby, we hood fellas. Can you work with that? Can you work with that? Can you work with that?
I can work with that.
Let me do my job, girl, don't make it easy for me. Tomorrow morning, make my eggs with onions cheesy for me. Come get the keys to the suite up at the Sophie Tale. It's room 1024 and I'm gonna meet you there. Take a bubble bath, get the robe out the closet and wait for me. Don't think that I'm afraid to toss it, you hate for me. Stand you up, it makes you nauseous, I'm late, but can't go to sleep because your pussy gorgeous is quick, baby. I done dropped the DJ, you might see me in GA, just showing off my LA. So many apple bottom freaks showing ballet. I might give her my chalet and take her to the chalet. She in the double tree suites with her hands on her hips, a look in her eye and a smile on her lips. It's that southern hospitality, that's my reality. We hit the Waffle House and finish with some Alize.
Diamonds on my fingers, a couple on my toes. Walked into the party and seen so many arms. Can you work with that? Can you work with that? Can you work with that?
I can work with that.
Cali to the A, we speeding on the freeway. In the stretch LS, baby, we hood sellers. Can you work with that? Can you work with that? Can you work with that?
I can work with that.
Can you work with that? 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 I'm trying to figure out what you got, baby. You know, because I'm bringing mine to the table. You understand what I'm saying, Stephanie? You heard me. I'm about to smoke 42 women live real quick, yeah. They need their trailer poked. I didn't even.
y'all last Friday, the show went down so hard. So let me go ahead and get these women out the way, get them poked. Aya, you get poked. Monica, you get your poke. Kim, you get your poke. Gloria, you get your poke, baby. What's happening? Carmen, you get your poke. Coco, you get your poke. Takia, you get your poke. Amina, you get your poke. And let me just say this, disclosure, ladies, yes, I am poking you, and I will only say your first names. Don't want to say your last name, because I know how I would feel, you know, your man hearing your name live. What you doing on there? Getting poked by Trey Love. I respect that, and I understand that. So to protect the innocent, I will not say your last names. Elizabeth, you get your poke. Cynthia, you get your poke. Kia, you get your poke. Linda, you get your poke. Candy Kisses, you get your poke. I don't know why. I didn't say your last name, but I know Candy. You get your poke. Janae, you get your poke. Alyssa, hey, girl, you get your poke. Cokie, you get your poke. Sydney, you get your poke. Nisha, you get yours. Lakeisha, you get yours. Vonda, you get yours. Fabby, you get yours. Hold on, y'all. This is the best part. This is a good, I love my job. Anika, you get yours. Penny, you get yours. Kathy, you get yours, baby. Stephanie, you get your poke. Sonia, you get your poke, darling. Marcia, you get your poke. Giselle, you get yours. Raquel, you definitely got yours. January, where's February and March, but you get yours. Bridget, you get yours, baby. Deborah, you get yours. Mary, you get yours, baby. Shannon, you get your poke. Radiant, you get your poke. Paula, get your poke. Shannon, number two, yeah, you get your poke too, girl. This is the best part of the job. Rainier, you get your poke. Janika, yeah, baby, get your poke. Tiffany, you get your poke. Milan, I'm going to hit you. You get your poke. Lovey T, yeah, you get your poke. Yeah, that's all 40 of them women I got to poke live, and it's beautiful. And to my girl over there that's already poked, she knows who she is. She poked. I ain't even got to say her name. She knows she poked, man. You know, I just do what I do. Don't get mad with me, baby. I'm a Playboy comedy. I mean, it's just what I do. I was born in Cook County Hospital with the bishop. What y'all think? I mean, it just be like that. You know, the pimping is the pimping. It is what it is. But y'all know what happened once you ladies get poked. I mean, turn your radios up loud, man. Tell a friend, tune in. The Playboy comedy is in. 310-861-2317. blogtalkradio.com/TreyLoveRadio. This is how it's going down live from the Sugar Shack in Hollywood, California, baby. Get rocked.
LA, Vegas, connect, baby.
When I see you in the club, I'm bottles from Trey Love, baby. Say hello, what's up, baby? Let me do my stuff. I'm a rock, I'm a
rock. Get down and on the party. Big Bacardi, let's get naughty. Big fun, coast to coast, L.A. shawty. ATL, M.I.A. Can't forget Chi-Town, baby. Anyway, this beat is sick. Grab a chick, take her pick. If she sexy, give her it.
I'm
a rock.
When I see you in the club, I'm the bottles from Trey Love. Baby, say hello, what's up? Baby, let me do my stuff. I'm a rocker.
I'm a rock. I'm a rocker. I'm a rocker, Dre.
I take a drink, then I think to the telly, rub my belly, put your number in my silly, grab a hand, say let's go, cause you know I got a show, you gave me some, but I won't hold, make your body shake and quiver, good love in, I deliver, are you freaky, I got mirror, can I make it any clearer, bring your sexy over here to see my friend, but I ain't with her, don't you worry, you just hurry, got a man, so I can't bear it, me into you, that's how I do, in a few, I pursue, I think Trey love you,
damn, what,
just a thought, maybe fact, maybe fiction, right now, I'm on a mission, like a fighter with bad intentions, did I mention,
I'm a rocker,
when I see you in the club, I'm the bottles from Trey Love, baby, say hello, what's up, baby, let me do my stuff, I'm a rocker,
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 I'm a rocker, it doesn't matter, your wish is my goal, I will shock your soul, plus hard, like
crackhead, I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker. I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker. I'm a rocker. I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker.
Better pay attention, baby. It's LA Vegas Connect, you heard me?
I'm gonna rock.
Hit works in the same minute.
I'm gonna rock.
Hear what? Trey Love hot single dropping right now, y'all. Ha. I'm gonna rock her. Yeah. We gonna take this all the way to the bank, baby. This the one, baby. This the one. To all them ladies out there, I'm gonna do one at a time.
I'm gonna rock her.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Y'all already know what time it is. It's blogtalkradio.com/TreyLoveRadio 310-861-2317. Tune in. Tell a friend that the Playboy Comedy is in, but he's on his way out. We got a special guest on the line real quick. Gonna give her a shout-out and tell you where she's going to be, y'all. Comic legend, Miss Hope Flood. Yo, the line belongs to you. Gonna give everybody this shout-out. Tell the people what's happening.
You keep calling me. You want to go out on a date? You want to holler at me or something?
You already know what time it is. You know, I'm trying to get to the hotel room. I'm trying to go back on the road. I ain't no fool.
Hey,
you need an opening
act. We need to do all of that. We need to do all of that.
Yes,
we can do it all. And I'm looking forward to seeing you next week, too, coming in and sitting in with you and clowning with you and your listeners and everything. This is Hope Flood. This Thursday, we're doing an all-female show. It's called Vets in Effect. And I got Leslie Jones, a.k.a. Big Les, from the Cat Williams Tour and from the Lotto Ticket. She was a lottery ticket, and she do some other stuff. Annie McKnight, she won $10,000 on America's Funniest People.
Wow.
And Paula Bell, she's like a white Sheryl Underwood, off the chain, and hosted by yours truly at the Comedy Union, 5040 West Pico Boulevard, this Thursday, October the 6th. Doors open at 7, 8 o'clock or 7:30, showtime's at 8:30. Tickets are only $10. They can log on to www.hopeflood.com, that's HOPEFLOOD.com, and get their $10 VIP tickets. If they purchase online, they can get the VIP tickets and get to sit up front personal, close. We're doing prizes, giveaways, all the good stuff.
Man, I just want to thank you for that moment. And also, I'm hosting the 14th and 15th at the J Spot, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm lining up my celebrity comedian guests right now, but I got Shane, Tony Roberts, Lou Nell. Hopefully I can get my mentor, D.L., to come through if he's not out of town, D.L. Hughley. I got a guy out of Atlanta that just moved here by way of Detroit. His name is Clipper Man. I mean, when I saw him in New York, I said, you need to get to L.A. He looks like Tupac. And he's hilarious, and he's so funny. And he just got here about 3 days ago. He hit me up on Facebook. I told him I need you to come through, bless the stage, and bless the people and everything. So that's what's up. We're just going to have a good time there. And they can also get those tickets, too. They're $15 because it's a roast and a party. So they can get those tickets at hopeflood.com. And they're $15 if you want to do both days because it's going to be something different each day. Friday and Saturday, October 14th and 15th at 10:30 p.m. And they can log on if they want to get both nights. The tickets are just $25. So, you know, come by, support your girl. For those of y'all, it's my welcome home party and celebrity roast. You know, I've been gone from L.A. about 7 years. I moved to Dallas to do radio and came on back, been around the world, and I had to come back home because this is where it's
at. Wow. Well, welcome home, Hope,
We cannot wait
to see all these magnificent shows you're going to be doing. So, ladies and gentlemen, y'all heard it live. Your Hope Flood is in the building, and she's back in L.A. She's doing it with a vengeance, man. So all of the love and support that we can give her, she's going to get that right here on Trey Love Radio. I've got to give my birthday shouts out real quick, y'all. Annette Johnson, happy birthday, darling. C.C. Foster, happy birthday. Mr. Dean Robbins, I know Hope knows him as well. And, I heard you had Tony Robbins on that show too, man. I can't wait to see all these brothers, man. I've been doing comedy so long, when I hear these names sometimes, y'all, it's just like a family reunion. If y'all only knew what I was doing over the last 18 years, running around with these same cats now, being blessed to have them on my show and be doing shows with them, man. It's just an honor and a blessing. And like I said earlier, let's see where you're going to be at in 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, you know. And I'm one of those brothers that stuck around, man, and Shane and myself and Tony Roberts and people such as the Hope Floods, the Big Les, Annie McKnight, the Lou Nails, y'all. We legends, man. We legends, and we still here, man. BET closed down. We still out here wrecking mics, you know. So shout out to Dean Roberts out there in Savannah, Georgia, doing it big, letting us still get on stage up there. I got to come out there and do a booking. I'm going to be heading to Georgia pretty soon. Y'all, clear my head. I got to get away from L.A. for a minute, but I got to come back because, you know, the Sugar Shack needs me. Jerry Shannon, happy birthday, darling. Marlene Jordan, happy birthday. Nicole Wright, happy birthday, sweetheart. Pamela Givens, happy birthday to Mr. Ross Powerforce. Happy birthday, sir. Tia Boy, happy birthday to everybody out there that's celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday to you. And when you do it, don't forget to do it like this because it's got to be good. Don't waste your time coming in my bedroom, girl, if it ain't going to be like.
Oh.
Shout to LAD.
Girl, it's your birthday. Go, it's your birthday. That bitch in the club on defense, but you brought your A game. Man, I'ma give you heaven if you leave with me, Charlie. I wanna be your present. Girl, come ride me. Say goodbye to these guys and hello to my ride. Gonna get us where we need to go. Ha, 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 you must be joking. But I tell you what, baby girl, I'ma bust that pussy. Gonna give you a back rub, then we'll hop in my hot tub. Get vanished with my finger. Now I got that ass up to the point you're screaming out. It hurts, yeah. But you gotta admit it, quench your thirst. You're thirsty.
Welcome back to Trey Love Radio. Look, we ain't got 5 more minutes left in the segment, so I like to start doing what I call the indie segment, where I play every artist that I play just for a second that is someone that is, they may not be fully signed or fully getting that promo, but they are up and coming, and they guns, you know, somebody you better pay attention to. And I just want to say that today's show was off the chain, man. We had special, yes, Hot Boy was in the building to start it off, man. And then we had financial gurus, Mr. Dane Murray and John P. Martin. We had AJ Alexander slide through and bring us Miss Raquel today. Want to thank her for taking her time. Want to thank all the listeners out there that just continue to support the boy. You know, just want to give a shout out to everybody. You know, let's support our president and do what we got to do. And to that N word, let's be careful with that. You know, let's not give that so much power. Want to make sure you all go to hopeflood.com to see all of the illustrious things that this powerful comic is doing and continuing to do. in this game, man. You know, big shout out to everybody just grinding, everybody shining, man. It's Twitter Me Tuesdays, man. I hope you had a blessed and wonderful day. I'm going to go ahead and just do a little quick segment, y'all. This is the indie segment. Every cut, y'all, is real tight, yo, and enough to get radio. So until then, tell a friend to tune in that the Playboy Comedy will be in on Friday. Let me see the date here. I had to look back. On Friday, October 7th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Catch me live on Facebook Fridays, man. It's been another hot joint, yo. Twitter Me Tuesdays. Much love to you. Yo, peep out the indie segment.
Catch y'all on Facebook Fridays, man.